FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's October 10th, 2017. The year is rapidly coming to a conclusion. What's going to happen next? I don't know. But man, the hacks are just coming out here. They're hacking everything in sight. Yahoo, 3 billion accounts. Target, they were in the news again. They got fined. And Equifax, that's the latest one, probably has done the most damage or will potentially do the most damage. I mean, they've got records. They said they lost 145.5 million records that they were hacked, that potential identity thieves have gotten access to. It's shocking. There's things you can do about it, but it just underscores the importance of credit, keeping your credit clean, building credit up if you don't have it or you've had hard times and your credit rating has taken a hit. As always, send us an email at kl@kerrylutz.com. Our Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. So Darius Norman is with us now. Darius, you've written a book, which looks like really interesting reading, and we're going to get a copy of that soon. We can find it on your website, rewritingfinancialrulesllc.com, book Rewriting Financial Rules. Welcome to the show.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. So this Equifax data breach, what's your take on it here? Pretty serious, isn't it?
It's extremely serious. In particular, as you stated earlier, with over half of the American consumers pertinent information such as their social security number, date of birth, previous and current address information has been obtained by hackers. And so with that, that can put a lot of American consumers at risk of having their particular credit being breached and new lines of credit being established in their name when it pertains to them not even given the authorization of anybody put new credit lines in their name. So it can cause it's going to cause a big damage to a lot of consumers if they're not careful and if they're not taking action steps to protect themselves against this particular breach.
Yeah. So how do you protect yourself against it? Perhaps there's some techniques that you can use to really lock down your credit and stop the identity thieves. I mean, really, Equifax is one of the three main credit reporting bureaus. Pretty much, they had a file. If you have a credit card or have had one, they got a file on you. So that's virtually everyone who has a credit card in the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's the thing with the credit bureaus. They are in charge of collecting information, all of your account information. So the first step would be to protect yourself against some of these hacks or thieves, would be to obtain a secure to do some things in regards to enrolling into online banking or enrolling your credit cards or your banking accounts with an online account. So if there's any type of transactions, fraudulent transactions that have occurred on your accounts, you would want to enroll in those free services to get transaction alerts through via email or through via text messages. So if you see that there are some suspicions going on, any charges that you didn't give authorization to, you can contact your banks and inform them that you didn't give those authorizations for those transactions to occur. Mm-hmm. Second step would be to freeze your credit reports. And I think that would be the most important. So it could protect your identity as well as any thief or cyber thieves having access to your credit reports to establish new lines of credit.
Right. So lock it and monitor it, of course. But you got to be able to lock all three credit bureaus. And that means you would have to subscribe to each credit bureau's monitoring service. And it's going to cost you about $80 a month or $70 a month to do this. Well, yeah, I take it back. Equifax is giving you their free monitoring service where you can lock down your credit report so that new accounts won't be able to get your social security number off of it. et cetera. I mean, they won't be able to run it effectively, but they're giving you a limited range of options, and it's all incumbent upon you to do it, or you'll just wind up perhaps getting your credit info stolen, having accounts opened up in your name. And, you know, the whole point is you're a victim, and yet you have to go out there and take the initiative. They don't do it for you, right?
No, absolutely not. And I would not be so quick to the same agency who allowed your information to be breached as it has. I would not allow them to do the same thing to protect my information going forward. There are some free credit monitoring programs that you can utilize through Credit Karma as well as CreditWise, and they will allow you to alert you if there is anything in regards to any fraudulent activities that has transpired on your credit reports, as well as I would like to also inform your audience, the credit freeze does not protect your current accounts that are on your credit report. So that's why it's so important to, as I stated earlier, to enroll into a service through online banking or your credit card service to have those transaction alerts forwarded to you, because it does not protect current accounts that are actually open onto your credit report.
Right.
Or open up name.
Yeah. So like with American Express, with various Visa and MasterCard accounts, every time there's a transaction, you can have them effectively send a text to your phone saying, uh-oh, or is this okay? Did you authorize it? And
absolutely.
And then you can be alerted immediately when it happens. A lot of times, you know, the credit card companies have really boned up on their fraud detection. I still don't think it's great, but it's certainly better than it used to be. And you'll get notifications. They'll call you on the phone. They'll send you a text. I've had it happen before where some weird charge comes up on there and they immediately text you, and then they don't clear the transaction. They don't allow it to go through. And so they are, but you have to take the initiative, right? You can't wait
Absolutely.
For somebody to help you. Not gonna
No,
happen.
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Yeah. So what else do you do here? Do you just, obviously if you have lousy credit, then you don't have to worry about any of this, do you?
I mean, you still have to worry about it, because even with this hack also, not only your credit reports being at risk of being utilized inaccurately, these hackers can actually empty out your bank account as well as opening up new bank accounts in your name. So that's another issue at hand. I will also encourage your audience to also contact the Federal Trade Commission, because due to this large breach and your information is left without being protected, you should contact the Federal Trade Commission to inform them if you're getting strange robotic calls from agencies and companies that they're soliciting your business for credit card reductions, or if you're getting strange offers through your email, you should contact the federal agency through the Federal Trade Commission.
Right. All right. So I think we covered that. So what about if you had bad credit in the past, you want to reestablish your credit, or you're just graduating from college and you were smart and you didn't take out any credit cards? How do you establish your credit?
Well, first of all, I would encourage anybody, credit is your first lifeline in terms of establishing a prosperous financial future. And the first step I would encourage anybody would be to maybe obtain a credit card, unsecured or secured, at a limited minimal balance of maybe $200 to $300. And the first step would be to not to overutilize that particular credit line or credit card. So if you have a $200 credit card limit, only utilize maybe 5 to 10% of that particular balance and pay it off every month would be the first step in terms of building your credit. And now with that particular strategy, you can have good, bad, or no credit to begin to establish new credit history onto your credit reports and boost your credit scores.
Mm-hmm.
The second step would be to, and this is a new strategy, it's only been around maybe 2 years, Some people don't have good credit, again, as you stated earlier, but they do have great rental payment history. So there's an agency by the name of Rental Karma and RentReporters.com. And these both agencies will allow you to report your rent payments up to 24 months. They will furnish the actual rent payments onto your credit reports to you, to the credit bureau, which is only, they're only utilizing TransUnion, but they can report your rent payments every month for a minimal amount of $9 a month. And that's a way to build your credit scores and establish a great credit history. And with that, it will show on your credit report as a credit line. So when you go to the banks and you're needing a loan to purchase a car or maybe buy a home, or you need a home improvement loan, the banks look at your credit history as well as your payment history to determine if you're creditworthy to obtain that line of credit that you may be needing. So that's the second step. And thirdly, but lastly, it's a strategy called piggybacking. Piggybacking has been around maybe for years. It's a system where it allows a creditworthy borrower accounts to improve the credit of an unrelated third party. So let me explain that. A creditworthy borrower can add the individual as an authorized user onto his or her line of credit without providing the individual with a credit card or account number. So say if your parents may have a $5,000 to $10,000 credit card or credit line, and they have paid on this particular credit card or credit line one time for maybe 5 to 10 years, and the utilization rate of them utilizing this particular credit card or credit line is at 10 to 25%, which is the magical number. They can add their son or daughter or cousin onto that credit line who just need a boost in their credit scores to maybe get a better interest rate in terms of purchasing that home or obtaining that small business loan that they may need. And utilizing this particular strategy, you could see their particular credit history pasted onto your credit reports within 30 to 60 days, and it can tremendously improve your scores or boost your scores to the place that you really need them. So those are three strategies that I coach and encourage people to utilize, and it's also in my book.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, well, not every credit card company will actually do that for you, but a lot of them will. So, yeah, that definitely is a good strategy for doing it. I've seen people's credit scores go up over 100 points from that. And
absolutely.
And it happens immediately, too. You don't have to worry about waiting for them to update your report and all that. Once it goes on there, and then it's like you've had that credit history your whole life, right? It's like you always had it. So
absolutely.
All right. So hey, people want to find out more about you, Darius, see what you're doing, follow you on the web, where's the best place to find you?
Well, I do have a website. And right now I'm having some technical difficulties, but my website is entitled Rewriting Financial Rules, LLC.com. You can get updates in terms of issues surrounding credit. And also you could purchase my book on my website. I have the links on there where you could purchase either the paperback format or the ebook format on that website. Also, they can connect with me on all social media outlets. I'm on Facebook at Rewriting Financial Rules. I'm on Instagram at NormanZone88. And I am on Twitter at NormanLoveRaps.com.
Right.
And you can contact me if you'd like to consult with me one-on-one. You can contact my website. Will be up this evening. You can contact me on my website.
Excellent. And as always, just send us an email at kl@kerrylutz.com with any questions, comments, feedback you might have. And our Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz, our Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Darius, been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, sir.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.